Daily News VO Note.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described a U.S.-brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Iran remains on that list. The deal agreed to on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in victims' compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He added that the president feels well. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says he's concerned about reports that the prime minister wants to declare a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus so that he can suspend parliament and thereby crush efforts to oust his government. Local media has reported that Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin is seeking an emergency declaration to battle a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then met with the king. Anwar met with the king last week to try and convince the monarch that he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple the current prime minister, whose government has only a 2-seat majority in parliament. Anwar says emergency declaration would clearly be aimed at preserving the government.